this is one I really was scratching my head on when I was reading it.
Yes?
Because it really doesn't make too much sense.
Well, the headline is interesting, I think.
Teacher denied Spanish-speaking job because she does not speak Spanish.
All right,
I pretend to think that would be kind of maybe one of the first or second things in the job description, but
where did
I digress.
Where did this occur, Chris?
All right. It happened in our lovely sun-soaked, humid-soaked people out in the sun too long state of Florida.
The peninsula of Florida?
Of course, down further south.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. So you got Tracy Rosner of Palmetto Bay. She's suing the Miami-Dade School Board. She said because she did not get a job teaching Spanish because she does not know how to speak Spanish.
Huh?
She's an elementary school teacher, right?
All right, yeah. So she's a third grade teacher at Coral Reef Elementary School. And I guess she applied to teach at the extended foreign language track last year, which requires teaching in English and 1 hour of foreign language instruction daily. Now, she's arguing that she's qualified in English on this class.
Yeah.
And although she does not know Spanish, for the hour that they do Spanish, you could bring somebody else in to do that.
Wait a minute. That's not part of the job description.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't get this.
I don't get this either.
I don't know what's wrong with people in general. They're just delirious. I don't know what this lady's thinking.
Dressed as a surgeon at the hospital today.
Well, yeah.
Are they going to let me...
Well, you can go play golf like a surgeon, Storm, but, you know, the surgeon part, make a surgeon do that.
Wow. Okay.
You get the good parking spot, the nice car,
That's what I'm hoping.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? It's a good theory, huh?
Wow.
The lawsuit alleges that the teacher is fully qualified for the job, and she could have fulfilled its requirements so long as the school assigned a Spanish-speaking teacher for the foreign language arts parts. That's from her attorney.
Well, then we don't need... Her then, right?
Yeah, you talk about schools cutting budgets and, you know, cutting PE and the arts and all this other stuff. Like, they really have money to pay someone who would just come in and speak Spanish versus hiring somebody who is bilingual and can do the job.
And now
I'd be like, go ahead, lady. Just go ahead, you know, hire your attorney. Do what you got
to
do.
But she sues the school board. Now the school board has to go through the expense of hiring an attorney to file a response to the suit. So,
oh, man. By the way, she's tried something like this in the previous. We got the story up on our page. It was also dismissed. So hopefully it won't even get as far as court. But still, like you said, it's raising eyebrows. But I love it because, you know, just like you said, I'm going to go be a pilot and just go to the airport. And I'll have someone else just, you know, fly the plane for me.
I think I'll be an astronaut this afternoon.
You Janie, can do everything you else. Do? You can scan people's tickets, welcome them onto the plane.
Sure.
Do all the other, even talk the on the cart? Intercom.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to your flight.
Say Niner all
I'm
the
not going to actually fly now, even though I'm your pilot. So hang on. I'm going to bring somebody else in to do that part.
I think I may be a cop this weekend.
Why not? I have a cop do the work.
Oh, Lord. Don't even start.